Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Makos Daf Yodal and Makos 14. And on today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is discussing the concept of certain sins for which a person gets kares. This is the most severe sin that a person could do, and kares is considered to be some sort of death from heaven. Now, if a person does a sin which is liable for kares, and if a person does this sin accidentally, then we don't believe that they get kares, but then a person must bring a sin offering called a korban chatos. So our Gemara is discussing a case of a rishia bar rishia, the case of a sinner, the son of a sinner. And we're talking about a situation where there were, Rachmana Litzlan, multiple levels of incest in the family over several generations. And so under these circumstances, the Gemara records the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak about an esoteric case. So Rabbi Yitzchak is of the position that a person who sins with their sister by being incestuous with their sister, who is also the sister of his father and is also the sister of his mother, and Rashi goes into detail and explains to us how this is possible, how through multiple cases of incest a person could have both a sister and a sister of his father and a sister of his mother, and under those circumstances, if he sins accidentally with this woman, then he is liable to three separate sin offerings. Even though it's just one act, he still must be liable to three separate sin offerings because he has three separate violations of a kares sin. So the Gemara wants to know, what is the source for this opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak? And the Gemara cites the source by citing a Mishnah from Tractate Krisus, and the Mishnah tells us as follows, that Rabbi Akiva said, Sha'altius Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Yoshua ba'itlus shel imum, that one time I was in the marketplace of imum, and I saw Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua, and I asked them the following question, Sha'ochu likach behema, they had gone to purchase an animal, u'mishta bino shel Rabbi Gamliel, they had gone to purchase some steak for the wedding of Rabbi Gamliel's son, and I saw them there in the marketplace, and I asked them this question, that if somebody Abba Achoso, Shehi Achos Aviv, Shehi Achos Imo Mao, that if somebody has an incestuous relationship with their sister, who is also the sister of their father and the sister of their mother, must they bring three sin offerings or just one sin offering? And the response of Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua was, Zulo Shemano, we've never heard of such a case, but we have heard of a different case. And so therefore they were able to draw an analogy, and from the analogy that they drew, they concluded that a person should bring indeed three sin offerings and not one sin offering in that case. And that is the source for Rabbi Yitzchak's teaching. So the Gemara assumes that this is the analogy, but the commentaries wonder, why do we need to, when we cite the Mishnah from Krisus, why does the Mishnah in Krisus need to tell us that Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua were in the marketplace because of a wedding for their son, and they were buying steak, and that's where Rabbi Akiva asked them the question? It seems too much. Just tell us the bottom line. Why does the Gemara need to go into all of these particulars of the case? So there is a number of very beautiful answers for this question. The Tosfos in Krisus says that the reason is because we want to learn a fundamental principle about Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yoshua, that even though they were involved in the supermarket, and there they are buying a steak, they still took the time to discuss Torah study, that the words of Torah were always on their mouths, and that's what they were doing there. So even though they're buying food, what's really on their mouth is not the food, but the Torah itself. Another suggestion is made by the Aruch Lener in his commentary on Krisus, and he says that the Mishnah wants to teach us a fundamental principle, that even though Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, he was the equivalent to the president of the entire country, but we see from here that a Nasi shemachal kvodo kvodo machal, that if the Nasi wants to wave his honor and say it's appropriate for me to be shopping in the marketplace, he's allowed to wave his honor, and so therefore for this reason he tells us this incident. The Tiferes Yisrael tells us a different principle, because we see from here, he says, the fundamental idea that what happened when Rabbi Akiva approached Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua in the marketplace, they said, Lo Shamanu, we never heard of this. So it means to say that if even though they were such well-known Torah scholars and great leaders, and they were in public, and somebody comes over to them in public and asks them a question, they didn't make up an answer, but they said, we never heard this case. They were not embarrassed to admit that they had never heard of such a situation. And then there's another idea that comes out of here, and this is the idea that the Chidah, Rav Chaim Yosef David Azulai, records in his Machzik Bracha. He says, we see from here a fundamental principle that even when it comes to a wedding feast, that even though a lot of people say, oh, you know what, I'll just hire a party planner and not deal with it. No, but a wedding is a fundamental mitzvah from the Torah. It's a commandment to basically rejoice in a wedding and to help the bride and the groom rejoice. And so we see from here that we have this concept of mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho, that is a mitzvah for us to be involved in it even more than our agents. And so therefore, for this reason, it tells us that Rabbi Gamliel, even though he was the Nasi and he was the leader of all the Jewish people, he himself was involved in being in the marketplace and purchasing the stuff for the wedding. And he didn't send agents to do it on his behalf. And we see from here that there were, that says the Chidah, this is comparable to the many great Torah scholars who were themselves involved in preparing all the needs for the Shabbos. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch says that every single person must do something in preparation for the Shabbos. And so therefore, it's actually a great thing for a person to go to the supermarket to buy the food themselves for Shabbos, and not just to send an agent on their behalf to purchase the food.